Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends, welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I am your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today I just want to ask you one question. And not because I'm expecting you to know right away, but I think it's a question that can change the way that we understand our entire story. And that question is, who taught you not to trust yourself? Who taught you not to trust yourself? And just sit with that for a moment, because I think for many of us, especially those of us who have experienced trauma, emotional abuse, narcissistic abuse, or religious trauma, we've spent years trying to answer the wrong questions. Like, why do I keep ending up here? Or why can't I leave? Or why do I doubt myself so much? Or what's wrong with me? But maybe the better question is, who taught you not to trust yourself? I've noticed something over the years, whether I'm sitting with a client, or I'm leading a Reclaiming You group, or I'm recording this podcast, just reflecting on my own healing. No matter where the conversation starts, it almost always ends in the same place. We eventually find the place where someone lost themselves, where someone stopped believing themselves, the place where we disconnected from ourselves, the place where we learn that someone else's voice is more trustworthy than our own. And I don't think that's an accident. I think that's one of our deepest wounds. You know, when I think about my own story, it was about surviving an emotionally abusive marriage. And it is, right? That's absolutely a part of my story. But as I've continued healing, I realized that relationship is not where I lost myself. That relationship is where I discovered I had already lost myself. It just revealed, it exposed what was already there. That relationship just exposed a wound that had been there way before I ever met my husband. And when I trace it back, it's to something much older. You know, I grew up in a system that told me what to think, what to feel, what is right, what is wrong, whether I was good enough, whether I belonged, whether I was worthy. And little by little, I learned to look outside of myself for every answer. We were taught to outsource ourselves to everyone except for ourselves. And for me, some of that happened through religious environments. You know, I was taught that my heart was deceitful, that I couldn't trust myself, that questioning authority was dangerous, and that obedience was more important than authenticity. And then the purity culture. Purity culture taught me that my body was something to be ashamed of, or to be afraid of, or to have to manage, something that could cause other people to stumble. And that teaching, you know, it just deepens the divide of trust in yourself. And then, you know, when we don't heal that and we just keep moving on, we move into more places and more relationships where we don't matter. And I found myself in an emotionally abusive relationship. And the manipulation worked. And it's not because I was weak or unintelligent or because I deserved it. It worked because I had already spent years being conditioned to doubt myself. You know, when someone tells you over and over that your feelings are wrong, you eventually stop listening to your feelings. Or when someone tells you your memories didn't happen, you begin to question your own memory. Or someone tells you you're too sensitive, then you apologize for having emotions. Gaslighting doesn't create self-doubt out of nowhere. It builds on the self-doubt that's already there. I had been conditioned for years for this type of relationship to work on me. And that's why I often tell survivors, you know, this relationship, this narcissistic relationship that you're in right now, it's just a symptom, right? It's not the beginning of the story. It's not the whole story. It's just a symptom of somewhere along the way, we lost you. Okay. And many abusive type people instinctively look for people who have already been taught to abandon themselves. Because people that abandon themselves override their own instincts, right? They ignore their discomfort. They give second chances, third chances, 50th chances to keep the peace and explain away any harmful behavior and believe everyone else's perspective but our own. My ex did not have to make any excuses because I made them for him. In my mind, I was justifying all day long. I was doing anything to keep the relationship and abandoned myself. You know, and that's why I've kind of started teaching about codependency differently. You know, for years we hear that word and think, oh, that's someone that's really needy. No, I think codependency is when we confuse love with self-abandonment. Codependency is when we confuse love with self-abandonment. Or somewhere along the way, we learned that loving meant disappearing, abandoning ourselves, that being good meant not having any needs, that keeping relationships meant betraying ourselves, and that saying yes was loving, even when our whole body is screaming no. And listen, you make sense in your story. None of this is because you're broken, it's because you adapted. Right? You survived. Your nervous system learned what it needed to learn to keep you safe. It learned to read other people. It learned to anticipate danger, to manage conflict, to become whoever everyone else needed you to be. And listen, those weren't character flaws, those were survival skills, right? The problem is, those very things that kept us alive eventually keep us disconnected from ourselves. Survival for us became self-abandonment. And I think that's why healing can feel so strange. Because healing isn't just about learning boundaries, it's not just about leaving toxic people or understanding trauma. Healing asks a different question. Can I trust myself again? Can I trust my body again? Can I trust what it's telling me? Can I hear it? Can I trust my intuition? What is my gut saying? Can I trust my emotions? Am I connected enough to even hear it? Can I trust my own experience, even if someone else disagrees? And that's why, in my work, whether I'm talking about narcissistic abuse or religious trauma or childhood wounds or emotional abuse, I almost always end up asking the same question. Where did we lose you? Because that is who we're looking for. That's the person we're trying to connect to, right? We've talked about before, the essence of trauma is disconnect from yourself. So healing is about the reconnection, right? That's the person that we need. You are the secret ingredient to your own healing. And we're not just looking for this perfect version of you or the healed version of you. We just want you, the real you, the one underneath all the survival, the one underneath all the people pleasing, all the shame, the one who's been there all along and is over there waiting for you to go get her. Waiting to be seen, known, loved, heard, validated, protected, whatever she needs. And so maybe today, instead of asking what's wrong with me, we begin asking, where did I lose me? Where did I stop believing myself? Who taught me that my voice didn't matter? Who benefited from me doubting myself? Those questions, those are the beginning of healing. Because here's what I know, healing isn't just about becoming someone new. It's remembering who you were before the world taught you not to trust yourself. It's remembering that your feelings matter. Your body matters. Your voice matters. Your intuition matters. Your story matters. You matter. And listen, if today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who needs to hear it. I want you to know also if you're local to Lafayette, Louisiana, I would love for you to join us at my Reclaiming You group on Monday nights. It's my weekly support group for women healing from narcissistic and emotional abuse or religious trauma or wherever we lost ourselves. It's about reclaiming you. And this month, we are talking about this theme of trusting yourself again. And I think that you will find that this is where our healing begins. And also remember, we are on YouTube now. I'd love for you to subscribe over there. We're building a community where we can continue these conversations and we can find the people that need the support, that need the care, that need the community. We can find each other and stop going through this alone. Okay. And I just want to say, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for listening to this podcast. I'm so proud of you for waking up every day and deciding to keep going. And recovery becomes waking up every day and thinking about How do we love you today? What's the next step to love you better? What does my heart need? What am I needing right now? In whatever way that looks like, we learn to ask that question. And from the space that we matter is where we live from. And that becomes a choice every day of reclaiming you, reclaiming ourselves. Okay. So thank you so much for being with me today. Remember you matter. Remember your pain matters. Remember you're not alone in this. And remember you're not that girl anymore.
Friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.